We are back with another episode of Straight to the Point. And in this one, I've decided to take the time to answer a question that I get probably once or twice a week now. And it's all around how to become somebody that people want to follow. Whether it's on LinkedIn, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's building up an audience on YouTube, having a following is something that I've never regretted to focus on at all. It's been one of the biggest benefiting factors to my overall business journey so far. And I've answered this question separately to multiple people, probably close to 100 times now. And I thought, do you know what? I've not actually got any content out there that talks about this in enough detail for people to go out there and do anything about it. So it's time to correct that. In this, I'm going to be breaking down three specific elements that we use day to day with clients and also academy students to help them become the attractive character, so to speak, the thought leader, the person that has more followers than anyone else in their industry. And it's something which is tried and tested. I didn't make it up. This has been going on for a number of years now, but I think sometimes it takes a simplistic approach to be able to get to where you get to. So to be able to get into this, the first starting point for me when it comes to becoming someone that people want to follow is understanding the power of your backstory. This is something that marketers and salespeople talk a lot about and then seem to neglect. If you look at all the best influencers, all the best business people, all the best entrepreneurs that are out there, all the best people that do the thing that they do extremely well, they have this skill of being able to tell a story and tell their own story in a way that other people relate to it. Now, when it comes to making the jump to being visible online, the thing that most people forget, the things that most people tend to kind of move on and ignore, is the context. They go and start telling people how great they are. They go and start giving loads and loads of information, loads and loads of value, but they forget the context that will actually add the substance and the credibility to what they're doing. So the starting point for me, for any person looking to become someone that wants to be followed, is telling your story in the right way. What's led you to the position that you're currently in? Now, whether that is a number of years in a corporate environment, whether that is number of years running different businesses, whether you're completely brand new, what is it that's led you to this point? And a lot of people do this in like a one post bang, and they put something out there and they expect everyone to see it. Unfortunately, that doesn't work. Your backstory is something that you need to live and breathe in almost every single piece that you create online. So I use it very, very frequently whenever I'm creating. And even in this, right, I learned this technique, this framework, from applying it 3 or 4 years ago when I first started building an Instagram account. I realized very, very early that if people didn't understand where I'd come from, what made me who I was, how ambitious I was, what I wanted to achieve, what's led me to that position, then I wouldn't be someone that people would come back to. I then moved that onto different platforms and the same thing happened. People bought into the journey that I was going on. So the first step is understanding the power of your backstory and really taking a moment to think about what has led you to the point where you're at today. What are the moments? What are the traits that you've picked up? What are the lessons that you've learned? What are the things that have made the biggest difference? And then starting to talk about them, to start to demonstrate what you've been through, who you are, and how you've got to the position that you're in right now. Once you've implemented that, once you've got your story out there and you understand that it plays a massive part in everything that you do in becoming someone that people want to follow, you then need to make sure that you identify a cause that other people are going to relate to. So some people call this the big reason why. For me, it's the reason that I have decided to do what I'm now doing. Now, this has changed over the period for me. So whether it was property at the beginning, moving into my Instagram agency and then into the social selling agency that we've got now, my cause, my big reason why, has changed as to why we do and deliver the services that we do. I was having a conversation with a lady yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? Yesterday. And she is in a niche which is all based around communication. And she was talking about all of her experience, the years that she's spent in business. And for me, sitting on the other end of the Zoom call, I really understood it. Like, I got her credibility. I understood, like, what it was that made her tick, why she was so passionate about it. I really felt it. However, the issue that most people find, and it's the reason why they don't get traction, why they don't see the engagement that they expected to see from posting, is that the person that I saw on that conversation was completely different to the person that she was portraying online. And that's really fundamental when it comes to building up traction and building up relationships. You need to showcase your passion. You need to showcase the reason why you do what you do. So think about your journey, whatever you're doing, whether you're in sales, whether you're in marketing, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a consultant, what's led you to the position that you are now? Why have you chosen to spend your time doing what it is that you're doing now? That lady was one example. I was also speaking to a headhunter this morning, just spent an hour and a half going through his brand message. And it's the same thing. You look at his website, you look at his content, and you would never understand how much passion the guy has for what he does. Even why he decided to create the business isn't clear in his marketing, in any of his marketing infrastructure. It's not there. So there's huge amounts of money being left on the table, and also huge amount of audience being left untapped because they don't quite get what you're doing. So when you're creating content, think about and harness why you do what you do. Like, what is it that separates you from everybody else that's out there? Because that is going to be the fundamental reason why people connect with you. For me, my journey, I spent an absolute fortune on social media, marketing and sales training in the past, like upwards of 15 to 20 grand, right? And what I realized over that period of time was that the programs that I bought didn't give me the value that I wanted and actually didn't give me the support that I needed. And I felt that I didn't really have the mentor that I needed to make all of this work. That was my issue. That was a fundamental problem that I had with all of it. And so when I moved into the social selling stuff, working with Sam and Nick and experiencing having a great mentor, I created the product with our team to be focused around being the mentor that I wanted when I first started, the person that was going to go above and beyond, provide the support that I needed, give me the advice that I needed to hear rather than the advice that I wanted to hear. Like being that person that tells the truth when people need to hear it, telling people when they've done a great job, telling people when they need to make some improvements, but all importantly, where those improvements need to be made, spotting the mistakes, spotting the stuff that's great. That's my cause. So when I'm creating content, I'm tapping into that. I know that that's what makes us different. The fact that we really, really care about the results that we deliver. The fact that even when I'm on holiday, I'm spending time answering messages inside of Slack, delivering answers. Even when I'm on holiday, spending an hour and a half in the morning with a client, going through their strategy and getting it right. I know that that's what makes us different. Therefore, I harness it every time that I create. It's absolutely crucial to the overall success. And the reason why people, I believe, follow me, it's because we do things differently and we demonstrate that day in and day out with why we're here and what we're doing. The third then thing is making sure that you're standing out and appear as something different to what everyone else is doing. So I call this the new opportunity. So if you are just delivering the service in the same way as everybody else is out there, then unfortunately, you're just going to blend in with all the noise and you're going to end up in this pricing battle. The reason why I've never had the issue with competitors stealing business or having to go into tenders and completely reduce pricing to what we do is because the way that we've positioned our brand is totally different to what everyone else provides. So to give you this example again, LinkedIn training, right? There are 80 odd thousand LinkedIn trainers on LinkedIn. A quite large proportion of what we teach is how to use LinkedIn, how to use the tool. That is obvious. It's there in every piece of marketing that we do. However, we're not a training course. That's not what we do. We are people that will provide the accountability and the support and the mentor and the advice to be able to make sure that you get the most out of LinkedIn as the platform, but also everything else that then surrounds it. So how do your sales processes work behind the scenes? How are you communicating online in your messaging, taking that onto Zoom conversations or phone conversations? How are you promoting your offers and your services? Again, this is stuff that we provide practical advice on. This isn't stuff that's out there day to day in the way that we do it and we work with clients, and we know that. So we openly talk about it day in and day out. We know the value of what we do because of the feedback that we get, because of the results that we see. I say it with almost borderline arrogance because it happens every single day. And what you need to find, if you want to become somebody that's worth following, and by no means am I perfect at this, I've still got so much work to do. What you need to find is why you're so different and why should people care about you over anyone else? You need to really try and hone in on what that is. If you do, you'll start to see a spike in engagement and a spike in the amount of people that are starting to follow you week on week. You need to give people a reason to follow you. If you're just the same as everyone else, then you're going to blend in. So the exercises here are to work out your backstory, going back to the beginning, work out your backstory. What makes you special? We're all special in some way, shape or form. What makes you special? What's led you to the place that you're in? Bullet point it down. Then with your cause, with where you've got to, there would have been a moment, there would have been a decision where you've had to move from where you were to where you are now. What was that cause? What was that reason? What was that big reason why as to why you made that transition? Again, list it down, describe the moment. What was it that caused it? What are you now moving towards? What's your mission? What are you focusing on in your message that other people are going to sit back and go, oh my God, where has this been? You need to own it. And then the final thing then is looking at it, what makes you different? So look at what everyone else is doing wrong in your industry. Look at all the bad habits, all the mistakes, all the things that you're looking at. And you're almost like, why on earth are people doing this? Like for me, there's advice out there like posting huge amounts of content, like 10, 15, 20 pieces a week, sometimes even 100 pieces a week. What a complete and utter waste of time. People running huge in-value two-hour masterclasses to sell a service. Again, overwhelmed with information. I personally believe total utter waste of time. Sending huge volumes of direct messages, hoping that one in a thousand say, yes, I want to have that conversation with you. Complete and utter waste of time. If you're doing all of that for us, like in our way of doing things, complete waste of time, wrong. What we do is follow our specific process. And our process, we believe, is unique. We believe it's different. We know it's different because of the feedback that we get. Most people have been through three different trainers before they've got to us. We know we're different because we believe it, and also because of what we're experiencing inside of what we deliver. Going through those three specific things and owning those three specific things in every place that you show up on the internet, every place where you show up offline as well when you're meeting people, if you understand and frequently talk about how you've got to where you've got to, your big cause and why you do what you do, and then the new opportunity that makes you different, the combination of those three things is going to help you become that attractive character, that thought leader that people want to follow. This is something that I know I've just gone on and I don't know how long I've been talking now for, but it's so paramount into what makes people the individuals and the brands that make a difference and go on to grow and build and scale versus the ones that just blend in with the background and end up feeling quite deflated at the progress that they're making. If you have any questions on it, drop a comment down below, send me a message. I'm always around to answer. I'm going to try and bring these back every single week so there's a little bit of something for you in terms of the way that my brain's working and what I'm focusing on. We're doing lots and lots of research on this stuff at the moment. And please make sure to follow. Please make sure to subscribe wherever you're currently watching this. I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye-bye.